Let's go to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Here's a sinner that he received right here. In Luke chapter 19, I invite your attention to verses 1 through 10. If you're able to stand, if not, we understand. In chapter 19, the book of Luke. Oh, wonderful, wonderful account, true account. You know, there are stories in the Bible that Jesus tells, but they're true stories, aren't they? And so I want you to look at verse number 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. You know why? Because he had somebody on his mind. He had somebody on his heart. And behold, there was a man named, who? Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, amen, and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured. There's always that crowd, right? Saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you receive sinful men, mankind, women, boys and girls, teenagers, adults. Lord, you love them all. And I pray tonight that there would be somebody to receive you, Lord, if they've never placed their faith in you. And Lord, I know you can save them. And for Christians, Lord, may we continue to tell the message, Lord, and spread your good word, your good news, and help me not only to preach the gospel, Lord, but help me to encourage the saints, edify the saints. We sure love you and thank you for loving us first. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. What you coming for? People come for all the kind of reasons, don't they? What you coming to church tonight for? I hope it's not man. I hope it's the Lord. Right. You know, like that old song we sing sometimes, Brethren, we have come to worship and adore the Lord our God. I hope you've come for Him tonight. I believe you have because you've worked hard and some of you have been busy running the roads and doing all sorts of things, but yet you're here tonight. And I just love this chapter, this passage of Scripture, because I see myself in it, kind of. And if you're born again, you should see yourself in it in some way or another. And Zacchaeus, you know, they sang that little kid song, was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, climbed up in a sycamore tree. By the way, sycamore trees, I don't know if you knew it, they're big trees. They get real big, sycamore trees. Remember out here on the west side, there was those big sycamore trees that lined, I think it was at Cotton Lane, or, you know, they have the peeled bark, and it's like a big maple leaf, and some of those sycamore trees, believe it or not, grow to be 100 feet tall. 100 feet and 40 to 60 feet wide. Now that's a shade tree right there. But it was a tree for Zacchaeus so he could see Jesus. And he wanted to see Jesus. What was he coming for? He wasn't satisfied. He didn't have the peace of God in his heart. He didn't have the answers, but he would find the one, praise God, that had all the answers. Amen. And it was in none other than the precious Son of God, Jesus Christ. We're in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans. That's a tax collector. And he was rich. He He outranked Matthew. I mean, he was a chief. And people didn't like the tax collectors. I don't think they like them too much today, do they? And, you know, he was kind of an outcast. And he had something missing in his life. He had a void there, an emptiness, if you will. And there's only one. He was curious, wasn't he? He was coming for a reason. Zacchaeus wanted to see this miracle work. He saw the miracles Jesus had done. He'd heard about it, and he wanted to see it firsthand for himself. And so he's right there coming, and which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Well, you know what? Jesus died for all classes of people, rich, poor, young, old. You know, he died for the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so you're in that crowd, you're in that class tonight. He died for you tonight. And you need to know that, because he loves you and he doesn't want you to go to hell. He wants you to go to heaven. And the Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that what? Any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And just like he changed, the Lord Jesus changed Zacchaeus' life, he can change your life. And set your feet upon a rock and establish your goings and put a new song in your mouth. But Zacchaeus, he was coming to see Jesus, but guess what? Jesus was coming to see him. It says in verse 3, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Who he was. Who is he? Still who he is today. He's the only begotten Son of God. He's God in the flesh. Amen. He's the one. I think I'll just stop right here and clear off a little place. Jesus Christ is the one that came and was born of a virgin, and he walked up that Calvary's hill, and he died on that old rugged cross, and they buried him in a tomb, and 3 days he came alive, in that he was alive and resurrected, and he's coming back soon. I believe he's coming back soon. Things are lining up, aren't they? According to the scriptures. And one day he's going to split that eastern sky, like he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Would have not have you ignorant, brethren. And he's going to come back, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And guess what? So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. And so verse number 3, he's coming. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Are you looking for Jesus tonight? Well, he's looking for you, and he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your God, if you'll just let him. But you might have to press through some obstacles. Two things here in verse 3. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press. That's the crowd, if you will. And there's a crowd out there. There's a devil loose, amen, that's going to try to keep you from Jesus. I said there's going to be a crowd out there that tries to keep you from Jesus, amen. And then he had another obstacle. He was small. He couldn't see. Well, God made him small. Hey, Jesus loves no matter what size you are, amen. Aren't you glad of that? He loves you just like you are. I don't care how small you are, how tall you are, 7 foot, 4 foot. You know, if you weigh 50 pounds or 1,000 pounds, he died for you, amen. And he loves you. I remember a preacher one time, he was getting ready to do the wedding. He was preaching kind of like a charge to his son-in-law. And he said, you always better love my daughter, always, and always carry my daughter across the threshold. And then he said, the preacher said this, he says, I don't care if she gets to be 400 pounds. That's what they make cranes for. And he was preaching to his future son-in-law. And so, you know, but Jesus loves everybody. He had an obstacle here, and that obstacle was the crowd. And that obstacle was he was little of stature. Now look at verse 4. And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. That's what he was coming for. When you come to church, you ought to want to see Jesus, right? And by the way, Christians right here, I mean, you'll meet people this week. You'll meet people this week that need to hear about Jesus. As I was out visiting today, I met Jerry's neighbor. And I talked to him a little bit. He was out there raking his yard, and I bragged on his pontoon boat. And then I kind of switched over after I kind of had some friendly talk there. And I said, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, you need to engage people with the gospel, with Jesus. People need to know about Jesus, because you never know who's looking, do you? You never know who's getting ready to die. You never know who's on the threshold of hell. But we, as Christians, as born-again Christians, we need to talk to people about the Lord. And so here in verse 4, he was up in the tree, and he was to pass that way. I wrote in my Bible here, I hope our church is on the way. I hope our church is on the way. What do you mean by that, on the way? Well, I mean when these thousands of cars come by this intersection, and I mean thousands. It's true, folks. I'm telling you, David will tell you how many cigarette butts are out there on the, on the corner. But, you know, we all need to be ready to point people to Jesus. And I hope they see Jesus in our church. And not only on the outside, but I hope when they come in through these doors, they'll feel the presence of God. And God will begin to work on them. They'll hear these old-fashioned gospel hymns. And the Lord will draw their heart. And then we open up the Bible and tell them about the one, the only one that can save their soul. I hope our church is on the way to point them who is the way. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No other way but Jesus. Let's look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. So the call was there. And would he heed the call? And if you're here in church tonight and you've never settled that decision whether or not you're born again, right? You've never settled that. You need to get that settled, because your whole life will change and peace will come in. And you don't need to put him off. Who was that in the Bible? Felix? I'll do it some more convenient time. That time will never come. The devil will make sure of that. Hey, almost, Agrippa, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I don't read that he ever got saved. Why not just go ahead and settle it? Amen. You can come and we'll take a Bible and pray with you tonight. Hey, if you don't want to do that, do it after the service. If you don't want to do that, hey, go home tonight before you lay your head on your pillow. Get down on your knees and say, oh, Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner and I'm lost. Please, Lord, I repent. I turn from my way and I want to accept you as my Savior and receive you joyfully. And I believe in you, Jesus, and you can have the best night's sleep you've ever had. Amen. And your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life if you'll just heed the call. Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. You know, some people, you know, it's a little different when you get older. I realize there's circumstances and things. I'm not picking on anybody here tonight. Don't have anybody in mind, but sometimes people come to the door. I'll be in my recliner. I'll be in my pajamas. I don't even want to go to the door. She put a piece of tape over our peephole. And you know what? I know some of you. If I came over to your house tonight, I don't know that you'd let me in. Some of you folks tonight, I hope you'd let me in. But you might not. But when Jesus knocks at your heart's door, friends, let him in. Because he won't hurt you. He'll help you. He'll save you. Receive him joyfully, verse 6. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Look at verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured. Some people don't even like when people get saved. Are you breathing out there tonight? I mean, a person will say, Pastor, I trusted Jesus. You know, well, you know, you did that long time ago. Or they're not even happy for when you get saved. I don't care if anybody tells me they received Jesus. I'm going to rejoice with them, okay? I don't care who they are. Because I'm thankful. Good for you. I mean, you'll never regret it. And so there's people murmuring. what were they coming for? The wrong reason, right? Well, they got what they came for. They didn't get Jesus. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I have given to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. You know what? I don't know of anybody that can change a man like Jesus Christ. He wanted to make things right. He wanted to be just. By the way, Zacchaeus' name is pure. It means pure and it means justified. That's what his name means. And he certainly got justified when he met Jesus. I love that verse in Romans. I'll just read it to you. In Romans 5:1, the Bible says this, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want real peace, I mean peace in your heart, trust Jesus as your Savior. Get born again. You'll zip up that bag of meth and you'll throw it away. Amen. You'll quit that drinking and pour it down the drain. You will, because Jesus will satisfy your thirst. You'll quit looking forward in worldly things and material things, materialistic things, and you'll find what you're looking for. You'll find the answer in Jesus Christ. He says here, he would restore, in verse 8, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Now why did the Lord come? You know the title of the message. What you coming for? Look here. For the Son of Man is come. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's his vision. That's the Lord's vision. That should be our vision. That was his message. That's why I love missionaries. Because they do the work of helping others come to Christ and in the regions beyond, right? And I thank God for this missionary church. And so, why are you coming? Do you have that vision that Jesus has come to seek and to save? He was seeking Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was seeking him. He was seeking Zacchaeus. And they found each other. And I'm so thankful for that. So, tonight, Jesus knows where you're at. He knows exactly where you're at. And he knows your condition. You say, I'm too bad of a sinner. We just sang a song, Christ Receive a Sinful Man. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means you. Amen. If the Lord's knocking, let him in. I mean, get to Jesus. Let him save your soul. Jesus wants to give you what you're missing. He really does. And what are you missing? You're missing a relationship, not religion. I've said that so many times. But Jesus wants to have that relationship with you. He wants to be your mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the only one that can get you to heaven. Amen. But when you get saved, you get in the family of God, you will have a heavenly father. But before you're saved, well, you have a father, but it's the devil, your father, the devil. And when you get in the family, and I'm talking about the family of God, you can talk to the Father through Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit, and thank God for the Holy Spirit who comforts our hearts and guides us. And helps us. And teaches us. Really, the light bulb won't really come on until the Holy Spirit moves in. And He doesn't move in until you get saved. Then you'll see things you've never seen before. You'll turn off that bad program. You will start to become the husband or the wife that God would have you to be. And you'll grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants to give you that relationship that's missing. And last of all, He's still calling. He's still calling. What's He saying? Come down. You have to humble yourself, don't you? Come down. Come down from your pride. Come down from your sin. He told Zacchaeus in verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Don't wait. I mean, you need to go ahead and make this decision and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And when Jesus abides at your house, there's going to be some sweet fellowship, I'll tell you that. So that's the message. What have you come for? You've been to places, you know, and man, that was worth coming for, you know. But when you come to Jesus, I can tell you this, it's worth it. It's so worth it. And Zacchaeus, say, why is that so special to you? Because 56 years ago, I was underneath a carport, lost, missing something in my heart. I wasn't raised in church. I was more interested at 10 years old about football. And we were on Lanieria Drive there in Orlando, Florida, just a small home, about 1,000 square foot home. Little block home with an air conditioned unit in it. And my family wasn't living for the Lord. My family wasn't in church. My family wasn't serving. And my family wasn't the family that they needed to be. I remember one time my mom and dad were fighting like cats and dogs. And my dad come back in the house, and my mama had a big old wad of hamburger in her hand, and she threw it at him. Yeah. Now, as a 10-year-old, or less than that, no, it's about that age, my daddy got in the car and whoo, he squealed those tires and went out. Now, they never broke up. They stayed married 72 years. But it wasn't until they came down and got Jesus. Amen. And so, I remember Miss Hattie crying myself to sleep that night. I thought, my mom and dad are gone, you know. Some of you have been through that. Heartaches. Broken hearts. But my mama come back in the bedroom and said, it'll be all right. He'll be back in a little bit. And underneath that carport, Ben Bounds, we went to that vacation Bible school. I went for the Kool-Aid, really, and the cookies and the games. But I was sitting there on that concrete carport that hot summer day, and he opened his Bible to Luke chapter 19. And he told us, boys and girls, we could receive Jesus. And he told us we were sinners, and I knew it. I knew what I'd done, even back in Kentucky before we moved to Florida. But you know, he told me the good news too. He told me, boys and girls, you can go to heaven and you can have your sins forgiven. You can have peace. You can have lasting peace. And I wanted that. And we bowed our heads, and he didn't force us to do that. He said, all you boys and girls that would like to come to Christ, would like to pray and accept Christ, you stick around. And then I raised my hand, and then afterwards, he led us boys and girls to Christ. And friends, I've been saved ever since. Amen. Once you get saved, you don't lose it. And so I never get tired of hearing that story. I love to tell the story, okay?